Last column I told you about CSI Toronto and how I thought patience this early in the season might be prudent. The Leafs have now, as of this writing, reeled off 3 straight wins against teams ahead of them. Maybe the key is to avoid supposed bad teams. Do I think they are now a Stanley Cup contender? Nah. Too many holes and question marks for that. But they can still have a strong regular season and break fans' hearts come April. Back in early 2000, we had a fundraising dinner for the billboard we were putting up to honor Bill Barilko. Then COVID hit, and although we put up the billboard, plans for a display at the MAC were put on the back burner. Related. Billboard honoring Maple Leafs legend Bill Barilko unveiled this past week. Wayne Bozer and I, with help from Dan H. Way, picked up some items from Gwen Shaw that we will be using in a soon-to-be-completed display. Her late husband, John, was the driving force behind the Hudson, Barilko recovery mission. At his home, he had some of the items he wanted to be included in any future display we assembled. Well, work has started on that display and hopefully, we will have it ready soon. Wayne has posted pics on the Timmins Sports Heritage Hall of Fame Facebook page chronicling the process. A little background to the story. After the initial recovery mission, all the items were placed in storage until such time as we could set up a permanent display. We have had a few limited times, like the billboard fundraiser, where we had items like the plane's engine and a large pontoon on view. But we were unable to find a suitable permanent display to house all the items. We would have liked to put the engine and pontoon as part of a display at the MAC, but as hard as we tried, getting the approximately 1,000-pound multi-cylindered beast into the building and up to the display case was impossible. We needed a permanent display as the many items involved are delicate, heavy, and awkward to move around. After not being able to find something that we found acceptable, a different avenue appeared. Noted Toronto Maple Leaf collector and historian Mark Farah approached us with an idea. He was prepared to build a mobile, traveling exhibit for some of the items, most notably the engine, large pontoon, seats and cabin frame. The people involved with our group all agreed that this was a great chance to finally see an exhibit come to fruition. So last July, Mark, Wayne and I met at the location where I had the items stored securely and with the help of a crane loaded them onto a trailer to be taken to Mark's collection. If you want to know more about Mark's huge Barilko inventory, check out his Facebook page. He has sourced numerous artifacts from a variety of people for display. Items like the puck from Bill's overtime winner and much, much more. And that's a whole other story I don't have space for. So as we speak, Mark is working on the display and we all look forward to its completion. With a high-profile display at Mark's end and a smaller display here in Timmins, the amazing story of Canadian icon Bill Barilko will continue to educate and perpetuate his legacy. The engine and large pontoon remain entrusted in our care and have been lent out to Mark, who he is now taking the artifacts to a new, more visible story. And the access of Mark's display to many more people than could ever attain access to them here is an awesome situation. In 2016, TSN's Josh Schiamon came to Timmins to record a documentary, which was to be called The Mission, and based on the many hours of footage and commentary by documentarian Kevin Vincent, who was part of the recovery crew. Kevin's minute-by-minute video log was the centerpiece of the documentary. What a lot of people don't know is that after much critical acclaim, The Mission was nominated for a 2018 Canadian Screen Award in the Best Sports Feature segment. Other features nominated included The Sound of Thunder, the eventual winner, 2017 World Championships in Athletics, and The Fifth Estate, A Story from the Field. One of the things that puzzled the people making the film was the lack of any Barilko recognition. When we met when they first arrived, they wanted to know where was his statue, park, street named for him, etc. I explained we have not as a community recognized in public displays the number of famous Timmins natives' many accomplishments. It is something, however, that a host of people are trying to change, and I am excited to know of their efforts. Then shortly after that doc came out, I received something breathtaking via courier. My cousin Patrick Burke had sent me a mint Bill Barilko card that his dad, Barry, had. He thought I should have it, and I am eternally grateful for his kindness. A digital reproduction of that card will be part of the MAC display. So that's just a brief background to as where we sit today. We hope now to finally put out for public consumption our version and our efforts to continue a story that is weaved into our Canadian culture. Where are they now got to see Timmins' own TJ Luxmore officiate, via TV, a recent NHL game in Finland. Must have been another truly exciting moment in a remarkable, yet still young, career. Former Timmins major, Golden Bear and pro hockey player Derek McNair had his London Junior Knights AAA U-18 club in Sudbury this past weekend for the Big Nickel tournament. Derek has been coaching in London at the bantam and midget levels for some time. I was fortunate to have Derek as both a player and one of my assistants with the majors. Derek has developed quite a reputation in the coaching circles of Ontario. Our local U-12 North Stars were also in play at the tourney, and although they did not make the final, I know that the Big Nickel experience is always a memorable and progressive time in a hockey player's life. And that is an as important factor as a tournament trophy. Myself, my staff, players and parents still talk about the truly wonderful experience we had at many Big Nickel tournaments. I would expect that remains true today. From all reports, the club was ultra-competitive and accorded themselves more than well. 5-for-6, one spike, for 60 yards in the last 44 seconds for a comeback win. Tell me again how Mr. Brady is done. Later, skater.